So let's review. Zok the Mishnah. Bate hachatzeirim noislam koyachyav v'shebebate arechayma v'koyachyav v'shebesadis. A house in an open city has the advantages of both a house in a walled city and a field outside a city, in that if sold, nigalin miyad v'chol shnayim asochaydish kebatim. The seller can redeem the house immediately in the first year like bate arechayma. And he does not have to wait 2 years as a stei achuzah. And b'yitzim b'yevil b'groin kesef kesadis. The seller can redeem the house even after the first year by prorating the price according to the years, and he regains ownership of the house at yevil at no cost, like a stei achuzah. And it does not become the bias permanently as a bati arechayma. And the source is in the following pasuk in Parashat Bechukai say, uvata achatzeim asher ein lam chayma sabiv astei haaretz yichashiv gula tiyaloi u'b'yevil yetzim. The pasuk makes a hekesh comparing bate chaterim to stei achuzah. Ma stei achuzah yetsim yevul begurayin kesef, at bate chaterim yetsim yevul begurayin kesef. And although stei achuzah in negelis bepachas meshtei shanim, stei achuzah cannot be redeemed before 2 years. Nevertheless, bate chaterim negol miyat, bate chaterim can be redeemed immediately before 2 years because the pasuk adds geula tiyaloi. Rambam proceeds with two approaches in the pasuk's ending of ayevul yetsim. Furthermore, says the pasuk is needed for the case of makdish bayis bebate chaterim. Someone consecrated his house in an open city and another person redeemed it from Hekdesh. And the second year after the redemption is Yevil. Does it go back to the original owner at Yevil? Logically, if we compare it to Makdish Bati Arachema, it should not go back, because Ichlet Leilelekech, the house became the permanent property of the Goyal after the first year. And if we compare it to Makdish Te'achuza, it should not go back, because Yetzel Kehanim, the field goes to the Kehanim in Yevil. If the pasuk says "ubayevul yetsi" to teach that even so, in the case of makdish bayis bebate chaterim begolei achem yad hekdish upoga bayevul b'shanah shniyah chayz labayil, the house does go back to the original owner at yevul at no cost. But even so, in the case of makdish bayis bebate chaterim loy goy la'achar ein chayz labayil, if the house was not redeemed and remained in the possession of hekdish until yevul, it does not go back to the original owner at yevul without pidyon, because shlo yemru hekdish yetsi b'lei pidyon. People should not think that he's reclaiming true hekdish without redeeming it. And the source for acquiring pidyon at Yevil is through a kavachimah from Ben Levi. Ma Ben Levi sheyupa koicha bibim karai, hara koicha bekteishai. Yisrael shahara koicha bibim karai, in the din shahara koicha bekteishai. If a Ben Levi who has the advantage that he can always redeem a house that he sold, nevertheless has a disadvantage that pidyon is required for a house that he consecrated, a Yisrael who has the disadvantage that he cannot always redeem a house that he sold, certainly has the disadvantage that pidyon is required for a house that he consecrated. And the source for Ben Levi is from the following pasuk. The word memker is superfluous and teaches mimkarv yetz bechinam vein hektish yetz bechinam el b'pinyan. Only a house that was sold goes back to the Levi at Yevil at no cost, but a house that was consecrated does not go back to the Levi unless there was pinyan. Rabbi Yishai disagrees and holds in the case of makdish bayis bebotech atzeim regolei achem yad hektish or pogah b'yevil b'shan neshnia ein nechayz l'bailam. The house does not go back to the original owner at Yevil at no cost. Rather, it remains in the possession of the Goyal, because the pasuk first states, "Vim Goyal Yigoyal V'Kamloi." The one who redeems from Hekdesh achieves permanent ownership. And the pasuk then specifies regarding Stei Achuzah, "V'Haya Asadu B'Tzeisa B'Yevo Kodesh L'Hashem La'Koyin Tei Achuzaseh." Sadu Hu Deparikle V'Nafke L'Kahanim Avahanach K'Lekayim Mekayim. Only a Stei Achuzah that was redeemed by another person goes back to the Kahanim at Yevo. But both the Chatzerim that were redeemed remain in the possession of the Goyal. Therefore, Rabbi Yishai explains that the pasuk of Vayevil Yetze is needed in the following case. If someone sold this house in an open city, and the second year is Yevil, does it go back to the original owner at this Yevil? Now, like before, logically, if we compare it to Makdish Bati Arachema, it should not go back because Ichle Lelekech, the house became the permanent property of the Goyal after the first year. And if we compare it to Makdish Te Achuza, it should not go back because Hashlamabai, the buyer retains the field for at least another year because the sale must be effective for at least 2 years of crops. And Yevil does not count for the 2 years because it cannot collect the crops. Therefore, the pasuk says, "Ubayevil yetsi" to teach that even so, in the case of meicher bayis v'bate chaser, upoga bayevil b'shana shniyah chayz labayil, the house does go back to the original owner Yevil at no cost. Dr. Mishnah, the Elohim bate chaser, shnei chaserim shol shnei batim, afa bishonokav eschemim m'meis Yeshua benun, harehin kebate chaserim. In addition to regular open cities, the following are considered batei chaterim. If a city consists of only two courtyards that each has two houses, even though it is surrounded by a wall that is standing since the days of Yeshua, it's considered an open city because the pasuk states of batei chaterim asher ein lehem chayma. The words asher ein lehem chayma are superfluous and teach af al pi sheyesh lehem chayma kemisha ein lehem chayma. A walled city that does not have the required amount of batei chaterim is considered an open city. And the words Batei Chatzerim are both pluralized to teach Shtei Chatzeres Shal Shnei Batim. The following Mishnah returns to the halachas of Batei Erechayim. Zok the Mishnah. Yisrael sheyarish avi'im Levi ein egoil el geseda aseh. If Yisrael had a house in one of the Ari Levim, in the city of Levim, that he inherited from his maternal grandfather Levi, and he sold it, Rebbe holds he can redeem the house only up to 1 year from the sale, like Yisrael. Similarly, b'chein Levi sheyarish avi'im Yisrael ein egoil el geseda aseh. If a Levi had a house in one Ari Yisrael, in the city of Yisrael, that he inherited from his maternal grandfather Yisrael, and he sold it, he can redeem the house only up to 1 year from the sale, like a Yisrael. And only in the case of Achi Hei Levi v'Ari Levim Goyel Oilem Debi Rabbi. Only if both the seller is a Levi and the house is an Ari Levim can he always redeem the house, because the pasuk states Gu'ulas Oilem Tiel Levim. And Allah of Gu'ulas Oilem applies only in Ari Halevim, but not in Ari Yisrael, because the previous pasuk states Ki Bate Ari Levim Hiachu Zasim. And the Gu'ulas Oilem applies only to a Ben Levi, but not to Yisrael, because the previous pasuk states Vashirgal Min Alevim. And the exclusive word Min teaches Min Alevim V'loi Kal Halevim. Pratla ben Levi, mamzer ben Asan. Halacha applies only to a legitimate Levi, but not to an illegitimate Levi. And certainly not to Yisrael, even though his maternal grandfather was a Levi. While the Chacham say, Ein dvar mahalala amur me'ele ba'ari halavim. The halacha of Gula Sa'ilim applies to all houses in Ari Levim. The only criterion is the location of the house, but not the sale of the house. Therefore, in the first case of Yisrael, Shayarsha ve'imi Levi, Goyla Ilam, because the house is in Ari Levim. Well, in the second case of Levi Shayarsha ve'imi Yisrael, Ein a Goyla el kesei dazeh, because the house is in Ari Yisrael.